Greetings and welcome back to Techies, the podcast about simplifying our lives one gadget at a time. This is episode number 98 for Tuesday, November 10th, 2020. My name, as always, is Shane. And joining me today is the one and only Tyler Cardwell of The Discographers, also former teammate on America's Next Top Podcaster. Tyler, how's it going tonight?
I'm pretty good. Glad to be here.
Awesome. I've been lurking on your Star Wars streams here and there, which has been a good time. Always the classic. I don't know if you started, but I joined on the classic Jedi Knight in there. That was a good time.
You have to start with the Dark Forces 1, the original, and then work your way through all the Kyle Katarn games.
Right on. Also rejoining us again here is Mr. Mike Kulas. Mike, how is it going tonight?
Oh, it's peachy.
Just peachy keen?
It's just peachy.
That's good. Good to hear. So I think we are going to be talking about something here right off the bat, something that I don't know if Mike got a chance to see. We'll find out whether or not that's the case, but gonna go ahead and talk some news.
News.
And for the third time in, I thought it was 3 months, it's actually like 2 months, Apple had another event, which is kind of a cool format. Normally they do these things live, which obviously is not really a thing right now. But yeah, for the third time, like they literally did September, October, November now. It's not a keynote, but it is an event. This one they called One More Thing, which I kind of predicted is what they would go with as the title for this one. As expected, they went ahead and announced their new Apple Silicon Max, which love them or hate them, I'm kind of excited about it. It's not necessarily something I'm going to get right away because, you know, got to let the people figure it out first, make sure they're, wait till like the next generation or whatever. When they first started, when Tim Cook first started talking at this event, I thought they made it sound like they were going to have more than one ship, but they are only announcing one Apple Silicon chip so far, which is the M1. And kind of an interesting thing. They're combining all sorts of different chips into one, essentially. I think like four or five different things. The major components of that, of course, being the CPU and GPU. And supposed to improve upon performance and overall power efficiency with 6 billion transistors. 16 billion transistors, which is the largest ever in a chip, allegedly, until something comes out to disprove that. But the CPU has a total of 8 cores, and they divide it 4 like high capacity, 4 low or low efficiency, so something like that. They divide them into those types of divisions. Supposedly the world's fastest CPU core, I guess, and best CPU performance per watt, which, you know, that was kind of their big, when they first announced that they were going to start doing their own silicon, that was kind of one of their big points on there. And then they go through these and they show, you know, the different graphs, not line graphs, what do you call it? I guess it would be a line graph, but just how much more performance performance. Did I say that twice?
Yep, you did.
How much less energy and more performance you're getting out of these things.
Are you talking about the CPU performance versus power? Is that what you're talking about?
Yes. Okay. Yes, the performance per watt. Yes, in fact. The GPU So this is kind of a weird thing. They say up to 8 cores. In hindsight, this kind of makes sense why they would say up to, because I heard one of the MacBooks are putting this on, I believe, only has like 7 cores. So I think for the lower end devices might have slightly less specs on some of the, on these chips. Like it's not, and I don't know what the, if that means that they're just like that can't just be that they're just turning a part of it off. I'm sure they're actually like not including part of it. They just have actual different models of these things, but yet to be seen for sure. But up to 8 cores on the GPU as well. And they're claiming it to be the world's fastest integrated graphics. You know, take that for what it's worth. I mean, to be honest, now that I'm thinking about it now, that is actually pretty impressive given that Intel, I don't know if AMD does integrated graphics or not, but the fact that Intel has been doing integrated graphics for so long, that's pretty impressive. With 11 trillion operations per second. I'm sure, once again, let's just go ahead and assume henceforth everything I say here is up to the stat that I'm giving. Because, you know, that's, they like to, of course, boast the best performance. Another one of the chips, and there's a secure enclave. They have all these different things. The CPU and GPU, again, those are sort of the things that I'm most people, I think, care about. So macOS Big Sur is the next OS that is now coming out on this Thursday, finally. Few things that are sort of integrating with the new this new M1 chip are, they're, this is kind of weird to me that they touted this, but it was like this auto wake that they say all your other devices do, but and it had, so Craig Federini, I think his name is, he's a pretty funny guy for Apple, and they had him, like, they zoomed in on him as he's opening the MacBook and having it like come awake all of a sudden. But I swear, like, it can do this most. I don't know exactly what they were saying is different about it. I really don't still not know exactly what's different that, you know, the laptops weren't, that every other laptop isn't already doing. So more to come on that. But, you know, he's talking about how all the animations and everything are buttery smooth on the new OS, of course, and everything. Security is supposed to be significantly better now. That type of stuff. So, and then along with that, with the new Apple Silicon, one of the big things they talked about again, and I don't know, it may have been 2 keynotes ago. I think it was. They talked about how it's supposed to be such a better transition than when they went from, well, the big thing is from PowerPC. Yeah, PowerPC to Intel, I think, was a big pain, x86 architecture. So they're really, you know, making this backwards compatible, at least for a while. They talked about how this is going to be this 2-year transition. And I don't think when they say that, I understand that to mean they're not just cutting everything off, you know, support altogether. I think when they say a 2-year transition, it's a 2-year transition for all of their Macs to be on this Apple Silicon, because they set this thing up with, First of all, universal apps, which are supposed to be, you know, universal across all Apple devices, and they make that look like in Xcode you're able to recompile it, and then it's just going to work with the new Apple Silicon. Now this Rosetta 2 is allowing you to also make everything just work without recompiling it in Xcode. So they kind of, you know, knock on wood, foolproofed it, essentially. But they have, so they announced 3 new Macs that are going to run on this thing. The MacBook Air, which, well, I don't know, I guess no surprise there. I thought, for some reason, I assumed they were going to go for the big, full-blown Mac Pros right out the gate, but instead they're doing this, they're doing the Air, which actually does make sense that would be, like, the next level up from, you know, the devices they're already using silicon on, like iPads and iPhones, right? So this one they're talking about 3.5 times faster CPU, 5 times faster GPU, 2 times faster SSD, I guess. which also up to 98% faster than PC laptops sold in the last year. That's kind of crazy. Average laptops?
Yeah, which laptops? What models?
Yeah. Name right. some names. Exactly. I mean, you know, take that for what it's worth. Their slideshow presentation is not going to give too many specifics there, but over 6 hours more, or about 6 hours more battery than the previous MacBook Air, which is 6 hours is a lot. Like, that really shows that, you know, performance or performance per watt value you're getting there. No fan at all on this thing, which is pretty remarkable that they're able to achieve that on a laptop and not, you know, obviously tablets are one thing, but they really made a big deal out of that too. I thought it was a big deal, so I can only assume that the previous MacBook Air does have a fan. I hope they're not just like making this a selling point that's not really a selling point, but essentially it's silent. It does have Touch ID on it, and it's remaining at their $999 price point, or $899 for education, which, take that for what it's worth, that's not like a cheap price, of course, but for what you're getting, especially now, probably a pretty good deal. Speaking of
like
good
you're
deals,
getting it for $999 for all that you just listed off, or is that just the lower grade?
That's a good question, actually, Mike. I think there's only one. Well, don't quote me on this. I feel like there's few models of the MacBook Air. There may only be the one, but if there is different models, it's probably only like storage space upgrades, right?
Yeah.
It does say yes, there's from $999, right? So.
Yeah, I'm looking at the page right now, and there's 256 gigabyte storage versus 512 gigabyte storage.
Sure, sure. And then you're paying an extra $250 if you want to get the upgraded one.
Yes.
Oh, and actually, yeah, so that shows the difference there too. 7-core GPU versus 8-core GPU. That makes sense.
Interesting. So they made the price a little bit cheaper than older models, yeah.
Well, they claimed it was... They said still, you know, $999. So, if you're seeing older models on the website, do they still have them on the website? Because if they're there, that just means they lowered it. But I guess they got rid of them, huh?
Altogether. Yeah, I don't see
any. Interesting. Sometimes they'll do that. Sometimes they'll purposely announce, you know, and now the price reduced, you know, Apple Watch 3 or whatever they'll do stuff like that, but not in this case, it looks like. They really want to push this Apple Silicon, so the Mac Mini is the next one, which is, I guess, they're claiming a tenth of the size of a comparable PC, or a PC with similar performance, right? Also 5 times faster than a similar PC. And then these next stats, I believe, are referring specifically to the previous Mac Mini, which is 3 times faster CPU, 6 times faster GPU, 15 times faster machine learning performance, which is interesting. And those guys, this is actually $100 lower from the previous one, which is $699. So there you go. That's not too shabby, I think. I know a bunch of people that seem to like them. I've never had one, but if you already have a monitor, it's kind of a no-brainer, I guess. But I've always kind of been in the MacBook realm, or like laptop in general, just because obviously portable, I don't have to haul around a monitor with it. But yeah, if I didn't, I probably would be in the market for this. Then the MacBook Pro, they only announced the 13-inch, so that's still the same size as the Air. I think they did up... Yeah, or wait. The Air is what? I think it's the same size now, if I'm not mistaken. Why am I having so much trouble finding the specs? Here we go. Tech specs. 13.3. Is it bigger? 13.3-inch on the Air... The Pro is
13 is 13.3.
They're both 13.3.
Yep, and then you go to 16, and then it's 16-inch, obviously.
Right, and they didn't announce the 16-inch yet for the Apple Silicon, but you know, you can be sure it's coming. So, 3 pound. So I guess this thing's 3 pounds, which I don't know what my current MacBooks are by comparison, if that's higher or lower. Honestly, I would hope that they reduce the weight on the thing. Very specific here now, 2.8 times faster CPU. then they of course wanted to say nearly 3 times,
right?
But not quite. 5 times faster GPU and 11 times faster machine learning with an active cooling system, which, you know, it means it does have a fan, in fact, on this guy. 10 hours more battery than the previous model, again, which pretty cool stuff there going on. Uh-oh, we lost Tyler. Whoop, and he's back.
Oh.
I guess the audio, there he is. problems happen. The audio, they claim, is super clean, whatever that means. That basically they made it seem like they're pretty much just referring to the built-in mic and the built-in speakers, presumably for Zoom calls, so that, you know, guessing they're mostly focused on not having feedback loops or something happening when you're doing that. But then again, most people are smart enough to put headphones on nowadays. $12.99 for that, or $11.99 for education. So if you want a little bit beefier version of it, you can get that as well. And all of these, so what I thought was kind of interesting is, it's like my MacBooks, they all talk about how they have Thunderbolt 3 on them in the form of USB-C. And every time they talked about it in this particular presentation, they referred to it as Thunderbolt or USB 4, which I thought was kind of interesting. I think that's, you know, that's the next speed above USB 3, because most of what we got, at least when I got my first MacBook Pro, not my first, but my second MacBook Pro in 2016, that was technically still running off the USB 3.1 specs, I think, even though it was USB-C, I believe. So now my understanding is USB 4 is then probably double the speed, or, you know, the next speed level up from that. And then after all of this, they talk about they have a video, like they always do for Apple, and they're reintroducing the chime when you launch the thing. They showed this video that had started with a bunch of celebrities in it, like Tom Hanks and so on, and that was one of the big things. And then at the very end of it all, spoiler if you haven't seen it, they have John Hodgman come out as PC, callback to those old I'm a Mac and I'm a PC commercials. And
nice.
Yeah, that was pretty funny. It was unexpected. But also he had to say one more thing, because that was the whole theme of this. That was the name of this event, and that was what Steve Jobs always used to say at the end of his presentation. So they questionably overdid it on that. But yeah, so I don't know. I know Mike is probably... I don't know if he's more of an Apple guy. Tyler, do you do anything Apple by chance?
Not really. I mean, the last Apple product I bought was an iPod Touch like 5 years ago. It's still kicking. I have it in the other room. I don't even think I've used that in almost a year. Android on my phone and Windows on my PCs. So. For me, this was a great ad for the Apple campus in that spaceship building.
Yes.
I was like, oh, those doors are really cool. Those tables, and I want to go to that campus.
I do too, honestly. And that is exactly what all three of these four. Technically, now that I think about it, they did have their WWDC presentation, I believe. But that's back in June. Why did they? Normally it'd be in June. I don't remember if they made it later this year or not. Did they extend that, Mike? Do you remember?
I don't remember.
That's normally when they would do the that's when they announced their OS upgrades. So they maybe been doing this four times this year, which is crazy. And not in like a quarterly way at all, because, you know, as I kind of mentioned, that they just boom, 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 gave us three in a row. They're just basically like, oh, well, and this year the iPhone took longer. So it was like, it was a month later than it normally is. Normally they announced the iPhone in September. This year it was October. And then they swapped it essentially with the iPad. They released the new iPad, or announced the new iPad Air, which everybody's kind of raving about that one. But I don't know. For something like this, ordinarily, if they were just announcing Macs, you know, I wouldn't really care too much about this. But this is kind of a giant, you know, they call it Apple Silicon, but everybody else knows it as ARM-based computing, you know, processors. And allegedly Windows has, or Microsoft has done this or tried this before and hasn't really taken off. My hope is because a lot of times, at least from my perspective, Apple kind of takes the charge on a lot of these things, kind of trends and things, that maybe this is going to get Microsoft to attempt this more, or other PC manufacturers. I really hope so, because if they can make that happen, I think there might be hope for gaming and on Macs. I don't know. Even though, you know, clearly right now the hardware's not that. Clearly these chips, at least right now, have nowhere to compete with NVIDIA and AMD in terms of their graphics cards. But, you know, we'll see. We'll see where this, what ends up happening here.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, Mike.
On the phone side especially, Apple really drives what the market will do. You know, when Apple takes away headphone jacks, then all of a sudden you see everybody else start taking away headphone jacks.
Exactly. And
when they remove the port on the bottom of the iPhone next time, in the next revision, then I'm sure we'll start to see that happen with everybody else too. So
right.
It makes sense that this would also happen in on the computer side.
Right. And the most recent example of that being, well, yet to be seen, but the removal of the charging brick from their boxes with the iPhone 12, allegedly, so Samsung puts out an ad that says, you know, included in every box, and it's got the charging brick on it. And then, like, the next day or whatever it was, they're talking about removing it now.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah, Mike, what are your thoughts? I know you don't, I don't think you currently have a Mac, but what are your thoughts in general?
Well, I mean, I've owned a used Mac from you, Shane, so.
It's true.
I mean, my experience with Mac are not that much, but, I mean, they're the chip is neat. I mean, I would like to see it perform against, like, the high-performing, like, PC or laptop PC and see how it really performs, because you can't just, I don't know. Like, I sometimes feel like these companies claim that they have the best, but I don't believe until I see it, kind of thing.
Absolutely.
Or hear the reviews. So,
yeah.
It's definitely neat. It's definitely intriguing. But, yeah, it's, I don't know. It's, for me, for these, it's always hard to look at the price and try to justify the price for me. Because you can get the same amount of power out of a laptop that could be, you know, a third of the price.
Right. Yeah, that's fair. I think I'm with you where I'm probably going to have to try these out, as much as I don't want to go to the Apple store right now, mostly because they're in, you know, at least the closest ones in the mall, and just want to stay away from people. But I think they're being pretty good there, and they're scheduling individual appointments at the Apple store and stuff. But I do, or I guess I could go to, that's probably safer than going to Best Buy, honestly. But I think I wouldn't want to check it out, compare it side by side and that kind of stuff. I mean, I am kind of all in on Apple. However, I have switched to running everything here, right? I for a kind of a while now on a Windows laptop, running everything. So that's been working pretty well, primarily because it's got a RTX 2700 in it. Oh, which we will be talking about in a moment here. But
that is another thing I could say. Like, these MacBooks they're nice, but they don't have the power to, like, you can play games on, I feel like, you know?
Right. And I think, I don't know, the fact
unless that you get something outside of it, you have to get it, and it's like what you got, like that GPU on its own. It's like, well, it's just more hardware you got to buy for just to make it work.
Yeah, yeah, and you know, the fact that they're including the GPUs in these chips, I mean, yet to be seen, I guess. I mean, it is, it's good to know that this is, allegedly, the fastest integrated graphics chip out there, but, yeah.
If it could play WoW on its chip, then I'd be impressed.
That's literally what I was talking about with Tony and Matt today, like, yet to be seen. I really hope Blizzard doesn't, stop doing Mac altogether. That would be a bummer to me, but...
I guess you have to convert then.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. Right now I'm kind of, I should say, converted back, because I grew up a PC guy, so. All right, well, let's move on to this.
You know what really grinds my gears?
You know what really grinds my gears? This is kind of a weird one. I'm not going to lie. Tyler's going to probably... I probably will have experienced this at one point or another. But all I put this as is hearing yourself. And what I mean by that is I had to actually look this up to see what people are calling it. And I guess, well, particularly on Windows, they call it stereo mix. Or some people call it what you hear, which, and with a capital... letter U, I guess, for whatever reason. I kind of normally would refer to this as like loopback or looping audio from your input to your output, basically allowing you to record everything that's coming through your device, right? And the way I've been doing that for quite some time now is through an external mixer, which allows me, you know, my microphone gets hooked into that. But also my PC's output goes into that, and then all of that ends up going into my input. So I'm able to just record everything. Now, that works most of the time, but what it's a real pain when all of a sudden Mike's telling me he hears me echoed or hears himself echoed or whatever it is, just through Discord. Thankfully, I haven't had that issue in a while now. I think primarily because I got a pretty decent external docking station that allows, it's just faster, you know, in general. It runs through Thunderbolt, so pretty fast one. And then I run into an issue where I'll fire up Twitch Sings, you know, which is going away anyway, so who really cares? No, but it's... Oh my god, I tried doing that one night with this setup. I go in there, and then all of a sudden, and I'm having zero issues doing like solo songs in it, right? And then I try joining a party, and all of a sudden, like the audio goes crazy, and then someone's like, in the middle of a song, for some reason it doesn't auto-mute you, and it's just like, excuse me, can you turn that down? I'm like, oh god, quit. So yeah, that kind of stuff still will happen once in a while, which is wonderful. What I used to do for this kind of thing on my old Mac is that there was two different pieces of software, I think. One was called Line In, and the other one escapes me. But I think it's done by Rogue Amoeba. One of those pieces of software, I want to say that this software company Rogue Amoeba does now. I mean, you have to pay for them now. Both of those used to be free, and now you can buy them, and that's one of the things Brian Ibbett talks a lot about is loopback and audio hijack these pieces of software. Unfortunately, they are only on the Mac, which, you know, doesn't work for me here, at least in this current setup, but I mean, I do eventually want to go back to running everything off of the Mac. The problem there, and this is something I heard Scott Johnson talking about, and why I actually called in the morning stream one morning asking about this, but it's similar to how Scott likes to work. I like to hear my voice as I'm talking. And that's part of the reason with having everything loop through itself. So not only can I hear, you know, you guys and the audio if I have, you know, a browser tab open or something, but I can actually hear myself, so I can tell how stupid I sound relatively. But it doesn't seem like there's like an all-in-one solution to all of these things. So let me start with you, Tyler, because, you know, being the probably having sort of the most podcasting experience, have you run into this before?
I've run into this in a few different ways. I also do live audio visual for my day job. It's kind of hard when you can't see the equipment, and I want to have my hands on it to kind of really diagnose stuff. But I don't know. You know, software is always funky because there's a little bit of. I've always ran into the delay of like, you know, maybe I hear myself a half second behind in trying to do a test or something, and that throws me off. Right. On your mixer, does it have like a PFL or a? It has like several different names, but it's that solo mode where you can listen to individual channels through your headphones. And then if you have your head, I don't know if you even have your headphones plugged into the mixer itself,
I do. But
depending on what your setup is.
I do have it plugged in directly. I don't think I have the setting you're referring to.
Okay. Usually it's like right above, usually it's the button that's right above the mute button on individual channels. But that might be a way to, if everything is running into that board, you might be able to use that PFL or the headphones, something like that. I don't know if that's a solution for you. Or...
So you mentioned the mute buttons. Well, I don't have those either. So
okay, every mixer is different. It's always kind of a guessing game of like, without looking at it, what buttons are where? But
right.
I've got a mix, a little mixer that's not even like a, you know, the big board with all the 20,000 different knobs on it. It's just a little four channel, little rack style mixer.
Mm-hmm.
I do have an option on there to listen back, and I don't know. I don't like to hear my own voice. I don't have that on. I just kind of double check with meters, and I know that not to go. You know, a little bit of I want to be in the yellow, and a little bit of red is okay, but as long as I'm not peaking too much, then
sure,
I should be okay.
Gotcha. Yeah, there's times where I don't really have much of a choice, I guess, whether I hear my voice. Like, you know, lately I've been doing some sound recording of for vocal stuff for the band, and like I have no choice but to switch it over. Thankfully, it's not when I switch it, it's literally unplugging. You know, the headphone jack from the docking station and plugging the headphone, well, unscrewing the, because it's one of those headphone jacks that's got the, what is it?
You gotta go from quarter to eighth.
Exactly. I gotta do that and then plug that in the docking station. So it's kind of a two-step process, whatever, it's fine. But then remembering to switch it back, you know, all that other stuff. I'd prefer just not to have to worry about that at all, you know, ideally. So in a way, controlling it with software, obviously it's not gonna be as fast, but in a way it would be better for me at least in that regard. But I think Mike's experience can pretty much just be that he's had to deal with problems on my end.
It's gotten better. I mean, it was a lot worse before when you talk and it was just like horrible on my end. Right.
Well, have you...
That's all I could say.
What about speaking on your end, have you experienced anything like this, either at home or at work or anything like that? You might work in a field that's possibly has to deal with that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I do at work because we deal with interviewing technology. So when that happens, it's usually like they're connecting to like two outlets for the same thing, and that's bad.
So you're dealing like with other people's errors.
it sounds like. Sounds like a tunnel, basically. You're listening and yell at. It's so bad, but it's hard to like, because you're talking and then all of a sudden you hear your voice coming through. This is just way too much. It's like I literally will go take my headphones off just to try to get through to someone.
So after all that, Mike comes home to relax and then has to deal with me on Discord all over again.
What do you mean come home?
I work. We're all at home.
This is work and home.
Oh, yes. Can't get away from here. Yep. So, anyway, that ultimately, I think I do want to go with that Rogan Mute Rogue Amoeba software, specifically the loopback, I guess, is the one that I kind of need the most. But you know, when I talked with Scott about it, he wasn't quite understanding everything about it. Sounds like he's somehow separating the mic out of the equation, out of the loopback software altogether, or the headphones. Maybe it was the headphones. I don't know yet. Because his brother, like I said, him and me, he and I had similar issues, which was that we'd hear a delay, you know, and that's even worse. Like, I'd rather not hear my own voice than have a delay between me talking and having, because that's just, no, that's probably ironically or incidentally similar to, you know, Mike hearing my voice repeated. Like, that's not cool. not a good experience. So hopefully I'll get that all straightened out eventually, sooner or later. But anyway, my point there really being that I just wish the stuff were easier. But
in a perfect world,
over time
would work great.
Over time, things will improve for sure.
XP boost.
All right, and as I may have alluded to before, I would like to now tell you about the laptop I'm running all this, everything you see here on, which is now the HP Omen 17. And I can actually say this model number because it's not a huge Amazon SEO friendly title like everything else I get off. Well, this was not from Amazon, so that's why it's not written that way. Anyway, it's the CB17-CB1080NR. And so there's a couple of reasons I ultimately picked this thing up. One of which, I incidentally, ended up being, it just runs, you know, I could podcast and stream a lot smoother, it seems like. But this is a Windows machine, so I don't always go Apple. So basically, though, I was running things off Bootcamp, and one of the things I was running off Bootcamp was Folding at Home, because it was something I was trying to do my part to help fight the coronavirus and other illnesses and diseases and things. And they still don't support GPUs on macOS, which is like, what? Which is a real bummer, because I had also bought the ZGPU, as Mike mentioned. So I'd have to reboot into Bootcamp to even get the eGPU detected at all, which is just a huge pain. So that was one reason. Like, I want to keep doing my part, which is because I don't know the science, so I'm going to just let my computer do the things, figure it out for me. And so that was, that was a big part of the reason. And streaming and podcasting was a huge benefit. Gaming, I can play the Steam games, all the Steam games. And it got even worse with when Mac went 64-bit, because obviously it already had a limited library. And then they decided to do that, and then people just stopped updating it to their 64-bit version. So then I really... And for a while there, what I was doing was... they used to call it Steam... what the heck did they call it? I can tell you what they call it now. They call it Remote Play now, which allows you to stream from your Mac, or, well, any device that you have Steam on, across your network to another device. And that worked really well for a while. It's like shockingly well. I was really surprised, even though obviously local connection, but really like no input lag, or very little input lag, if any. So I was very impressed with that. But obviously it can't be playing off the device itself, right? One thing I had tried this 15-inch Acer laptop, which had a RTX 2060 in it. But I didn't realize it had a USB-C port. It had two USB-C ports, but neither of which were Thunderbolt 3, which is really what I was going after, because that had the higher speed, ultimately. Well, not just that. Mostly because it supported the eGPU. I can only run the eGPU off of Thunderbolt 3 or probably higher, whatever's coming in the future. But so I couldn't get my eGPU to work at all, and that's ultimately why I landed on this laptop now, which actually has a 2070 anyway. Had to pay a little more, but got that extra boost of GPU in it, as well as an extra boost in the CPU, because this is a 10th gen i7, and I'm trying to even remember it. It was maybe I can't remember if it was a 9th gen i7 or maybe it was even an i5 only in that one, but either way, it's a better CPU in this one. And as I mentioned, it's a GeForce RTX 2070, 8 GB. It has 16 gigs of DDR4, which is probably about minimum these days, I would say. It's an SSD, it's just 512 GB, but I kind of justify that by saying I can always uninstall games, you know, and I'm only using it for games and podcasting stuff, so I'm kind of limiting myself there. So hopefully the hard drive doesn't fill up too awfully quickly. Plus, cloud storage has never been more of a thing, right? Like, really, really utilizing that between iCloud and Creative Cloud and that kind of stuff. So, and of course, Google. Do you guys remember? I don't know. Let me just ask you guys. Were you around when Gmail first launched by chance?
Yes. Yeah.
And it's, vaguely remember it, but
started as an April Fool's joke, or at least the unlimited storage was an April Fool's joke. I think that wasn't that what it was? Was the whole thing started that April Fool's?
I don't remember the April Fool's thing. I do remember talking to somebody and him saying, "Oh yeah, I've got Gmail," and I'm like, "Oh," like me and like three other guys were like, "Okay, send us invites, invite us to the beta, invite us to the beta."
Yep. I was there for all that too, and then it started as a joke that they had unlimited storage, and then they actually claimed to have unlimited storage. Now, mind you, at the time you could only do email anyway, right?
Right.
And then I don't remember if it was probably for the joke itself they said unlimited, and then they had like a counting timer for the longest time on the storage space. Well, that is not a thing anymore. Eventually, they had to say, "No, you're cut off." And what is it now? Is it 17 gigs, I want to say? I think that's right. I get confused because it's different. We have Enterprise at work, and it's a little bit different there. But
yeah, I know there's tiers now because they want you to get Google One and pay the monthly thing or the yearly.
Right. Yeah, it's just telling me 17. Anyway, that's another cloud option that I just don't... I use for Google Sheets, like the one that we're using here. And frankly, that's one thing. So I have a bunch of email accounts, but, you know, two like primary accounts. And the one, which is the Google Doc is on, is sort of my old email. And it kind of worked out. I mostly created a new email to make it more... So it wasn't my dumb, you know, username, and it was actually like my real name, and it happened to work out because, you know, filling up space on the old one anyway. At least new emails are not. Are they still there? Like, now that I think about it, I know they're getting forwarded to my new one, but I don't know if they're staying at the old one. If they're staying at the old one, it's probably filling up faster than I realized. But anyway, that's just a. Tangent there, a little bit of one. So this thing is the laptop, right? Back to the laptop. Huge 17.3-inch display on this thing. It is only 1080, so take that for what it's worth. I don't really use the display on the laptop because, again, COVID, not going anywhere really for the most part. If it's important for you to have, you know, a higher display than that, which I recently watched one of those Linus Tech Tips videos that said, at least it was a video from a year ago, I believe, that he kind of landed on 1440 at 60 frames per second is kind of like the ideal, because above that, you know, you're going to have performance hit and you're not really going to notice the difference. But anyway, that wasn't really a concern when I was getting this laptop. It does run Windows 10 Home. So whatever, if you want those couple extra features like remote desktop or whatever, you know, the extra IT, what is it? Is IIS, is that one of the things you get probably with that, with professional? I actually have a pro license that I was using for boot camp that I'm currently not using. So in theory, I could be putting it on here, but I don't think I personally have much of a reason to use it. It has a single Thunderbolt 3 in the form of USB-C, three USB 2s or, you know, three, whatever it may be. None of them are blue, so in theory, they're probably all two, right? Like, that's the
big... Yeah, I think that's what it's supposed to be, is... Right. If it's blue, it's three.
Right. It has an HDMI, an Ethernet, had both individual headphone and microphone jacks, which... it is kind of... I found that to be an interesting thing, because when I've been looking for docking stations, for instance, there's been... Either it has all the features I need and it has just like an integrated 1 3.5 millimeter port, or it has none of the features I need and it has both, right? So I shockingly did find one that did most of what I needed that has the separated ones, but at least on the docking, I needed it at least on the docking station because for the mixer to work, right? Because yeah, you need both the in and out. Now, I did have, I don't know if I still have it here. I did have, like, one of those separated ones that does separate them, but that just complicated it, and
I know you can also get a USB, it's a USB stick that has both in and out.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
But it's another, you know, you got an adapter into an adapter into an adapter kind of thing.
Exactly. Yeah, and ultimately, I did have to with this docking station because they called it a dual display, even though their extra display is just an extra US or a Thunderbolt 3, like, but whatever. I did get a cord for that too. Anyway, that's again another story, but there's one port on here I wasn't like 100% sure on, but it looks an awful lot like a mini display port, which the reason I'm kind of questioning that is that it used to only be on Max, really. I mean, I guess that's Thunderbolt 2, though.
Yes. So this is something I deal with every day in my day job. People coming in, and they come in with a laptop, and they give a presentation to a large room, and we have to go, oh, what adapters do we need? Yes, this is mini display ports. The original display port was an Apple name. I'm blanking now on what this is a standard, the mini display port. Mm-hmm. So it's known, you know, it's on Windows computers. It's on, you know, everybody has, it's a standard like USB.
Sure.
So,
sure. I think Intel put all these out, right?
Like the Microsoft Surfaces have the same port mm-hmm. on them. So, it is a mini display port.
Nice. Yeah. Well, let's just say that's what this is. If it looks like it, that's probably it. Trying to think what else it could even be. Probably not much, right? Oh, the only other thing that came to mind is like USB B, is it? Is that what it's called?
Like that, like the printer cable kind of thing?
Yeah, yeah. It's too small to be that. I'm sure of that. It's the only other, like, what is that? Hexagonal? Or wait. What is it actually? Yeah, hexagonal sort of port out there, really. So something else about the keyboard on this thing is kind of, it's decent. You know, you get the full keyboard, you get the full numpad with it being a, he's back again.
I don't know what that is.
We get the full numpad with it being, a, you know, 17 inch, as you might imagine, you're going to get that with it. Also a set of P keys on the left hand side. Now I'm sure I've seen this kind of thing before, but to be honest, I haven't used them. I'm not very familiar. I'm guessing they're like macro keys or, you know, something, just extra keys you're able to customize. I tried hitting a couple of them. They didn't seem to do anything out the gate. So my guess is they're just there as, you know, what you want them to be. But this was kind of an interesting thing. So there's this white, they have like actual white outlines around the WASD keys. So clearly meant to be a gaming laptop, right? Especially with the 2070 in it. But I thought that was kind of a neat thing. On the other hand, it doesn't... I'm just feeling them now. Like, there's no actual, you know, tactile...
There's not like an extra rubber feel that you could just...
Yeah, so it is just a visual thing, which is not... Wait. Oh, wait. Now that I feel there is a bump on the W, which is, you know, the same kind you get on the F. I didn't even notice that. I don't actually use the keyboard on the laptop itself very often. So, let's see. The other thing I was kind of surprised about. So, I hadn't noticed this until, like, yesterday. But on the box for the laptop, like, it's got the thing, like, partially open. Partially hinged. You don't see the display. So, this should have been my first warning. No, they're hiding that it's only 1080p. No. It's that way, but then the keys look like they're, you know, sort of rainbow colored or something, because I believe that's how it, what it's meant to look like the light shining down on the keys so they look illuminated or something. As far as I can tell here, they're definitely not lit up right now. If there's a setting I'm not aware of, again, I don't use the keyboard, so at least not right now. Not a deal breaker for me. A lot of things here, there's minor sacrifices for, you know, I feel like I'm ultimately getting a lot more performance for the things I really cared about. So the touchpad is another thing. Touchpad is just basic touchpad with two like physical buttons. It doesn't have the, you know, you can't actually click on the touchpad in this case, which again is,
that seems, I like that.
you do or don't like that?
No, I don't. I like the where you just click on it on the keypad. That would be like, I mean, it's not a big deal because I use a mouse too, but I guess it, if I was just using a keypad, it kind of be like a maybe a no sell for me almost.
Yeah, if I was using this out on the go a lot, that'd probably be a big deal. But then again,
you're just using for power more.
Even if I did take it on the go, I'm probably using my my handy dandy Logitech trackball or my handy dandy Razer Naga here. Naga Chroma.
Is that a wired?
It is wired. House? I need to get up. Well, Razer, they're, I don't know. Is that still a thing? Like, for a while it was like gaming mice, you wanted to have a wire, right? Like, latency,
yeah,
or whatever. I don't know if that's still, because I would, to be honest, I absolutely would prefer a wireless one. The only reason I have that is for games like MMOs. Well, WoW is the only thing I would really benefit from that, because it's got the 12 buttons on the thumb. But, yeah, so, so really, both the 2700, or I always say 2700, the 2070 and the Radeon 5700 XT that I have in the eGPU, the external GPU, both have been pretty awesome for helping with the folding at home. So I really liked it for that. Also, really liked it for gaming, streaming games. It's been solid for that. One thing I'll say that I have had quite a bit of issues with weird like window resize. Like if I open something off of Steam, now a lot of this I understand is probably weird backward compatibility issues, but if I open Steam and then like if it's full screen in the game, it starts screwing with the windows over on my other monitor. Like if I have the windows set to a quarter size, it'll make them take up 50% or 50% of the screen instead, right? Like, I don't know why it does that sometimes, but weird little things like that, little glitches, that I'm not saying Mac is without issues. People know, like, I will point out all the things I hate about Apple, but little things on this right now, you know, little software glitches. Again, it's probably Windows' fault and not HP's fault. However, and the one thing I think I forgot to mention is, as expected, HP loaded the hell out of this thing with bloatware, which I had to uninstall. I would have been better off, you know, Tony, my friend Tony would have had better, he was probably right, I should have just reinstalled it from the beginning, out of the gate. I didn't. Maybe I would have had better performance overall. I mean, it's been great. Overall, it's been solid. Yeah, just a couple little glitchy things here and there. But this thing is 1,519.99 or 1520, if you want to round up. On Newegg, again, not Amazon for a change. Hey! But that is kind of where you go for cheap cheap computer stuff, right? I mean, that's the place to be. Or Monoprice or, you know, that type of thing. But the Acer that I had gotten, the 15-inch 2060, the one with 2060, that one was just under 1,000. Now, that may seem like a pretty big price hike, but if you take into account both the upgraded video card and the Thunderbolt 3, I think that's a pretty darn good price for what you get. I mean, I think it's a good price regardless. Like, that is, at least at the time, it was the top of the line video card, or practically, like 2080 technically being highest. And obviously now the 3000 series has come out. So now, incidentally, I think it's the same price on the website now, but I think that's primarily because only the desktop next-gen CPUs are out now, right? Like, it's going to be a bit, I'm sure, before they start rolling them out to laptops. So I think it's still pretty good value. You're still going to run, you know, most games at their highest settings on this thing without much of an issue. 4 out of 5 stars. That's what I give it overall. So, yeah, you guys going to rush out and buy one of these things? What do you think?
I think I'll hold off.
Yeah.
So what are you guys sporting right now for your machines currently?
My laptop is like 2 or 3 years old. I don't even know what, I think it's a Lenovo.
Mm-hmm.
Mine is a custom made desktop from
we lost Tyler. I mean, he's there, but yep. He's not.
His audio's gone.
Can you hear us? Yep.
Can't hear you.
He's still talking. Does he not realize it?
I don't know.
Well, go ahead and say what you were gonna say, Mike.
Mine was a iNet special.
Oh, custom, yes, built. Yes. Yeah, gotcha.
So it's got old graphic, was it NVIDIA Force, I believe?
Yeah, probably an older one now.
It's about 6 years old. And then I got the other computer I'm using right now is my Dell computer, but that's a work computer. So.
Gotcha. Tyler, can you hear us? Can we hear you? Can you hear anything?
I lost the audio.
He's looking at the settings now, probably.
Yeah.
Well, I will say, so aside from the this laptop and the eGPU, the 5700, I mentioned before, it's 2016 MacBook 15-inch. It was before they went to the full 16-inch display. But, you know, it's treated me pretty well right up until the day it started really causing me grief. And incidentally, I took it, the keyboard, well, let's just say I got pretty tired of, big surprise here, Mike, I got pretty tired of keys, like, getting stuck on the thing, like, and this is a common issue with this particular, the keyboards on this particular laptop, but, like, they'd start repeating keys. And I'd start hitting those particular keys very hard in an effort to fix them. Sometimes it actually worked. Like, it actually was working for quite a while, right up until the point where I did actually break a key. But Apple still replaced it because they know it's a known issue that these things have the repeating keys. Now, shortly thereafter...
It's not called Shane Rageism.
I mean, it is. But right after that, Not long after that, after I got the thing replaced, the local computer place that's or Apple reseller certified, you know, they ended up also needing to replace my logic board, which set me back quite a bit of money, which is like, he lost audio. Yep. So that set me back like 800 or whatever it was. But you know, what are you going to do? This stuff happens. Now, part of me wishes I just waited, and now even more so, kind of wish I just waited to get the latest and greatest, but, we shall see.
Yeah. Oh boy. Oh, that means you're thinking about it.
No. Oh, is he jumping on his phone?
Nice.
Hey.
All right. Good way to end the show here. better than nothing, that's for sure. Glad you're back with us. Also love it. Love it when technical issues happen right at the worst time, right?
Yeah, it's great.
Oh, I'm familiar. So any other thoughts, you guys? I guess we were talking about your systems and stuff. I don't know if there's anything else you wanted to add, Tyler.
No, not really. I need something to fix Discord. It just keeps crashing on them.
Well, it has been having problems, let me say.
I think it's just Discord, to be honest.
Yeah, like, it's great for a lot of things. It's got some bugs to get out, for sure.
Yeah,
I think.
Yeah, it does.
Hopefully it gets there, because it's a great tool for everything it does. Kind of does a little bit of everything, but, yeah. Like, it excels at certain things, and then really sucks at others. But anywho,
it's good for playing Jackbox.
What was that?
It's good for playing Jackbox.
Yeah, that's true.
Versus your Twitch stream. Your Twitch stream is delayed.
Yeah, but everybody assumes like Twitch is gonna be like instant for some reason. No, Twitch is delayed. It's like it's the fastest option though in terms of streaming. But anywho, hey, if you want to write in, the email address you can do that in is techiespodcast@gmail.com. Find the show on other social media at techiespodcast. The website is niceguynetwork.com/techies. And hey, if you can find places, because it's not just iTunes anymore, it's also other things. Amazon Music, I think, is a thing. Amazon Podcasts. Some people say Stitcher. Everybody hates it, though, at the same time. But hey, if you can find us wherever you can leave a rating, go ahead and do that. So let's start with Tyler here. Where on the internet can people find you?
So I co-host a music podcast. We kind of go through it's like a music history / music like a technical analysis. I take care of like the history side of things until we pick a band and we work our way through their entire discography, hence our name. And I tell kind of the history side of things. My co-host Brian is a former music teacher, so he'll go and do kind of a technical analysis and break down all the songs and kind of why the songs are interesting on a technical level. We did a 10-part series on Nine Inch Nails, and we just wrapped up our series on the Smashing Pumpkins. So there's two big series there that you can check out from start to finish. And at the beginning of next year, we'll be doing a whole series on the band Linkin Park. And you can check that out at the name of the show is The Discographers. And you go to discogpod.com, and that's our site, or just search for Discographers on any of the podcatchers that are out there.
Awesome. Linkin Park being arguably my favorite band of all time, between them and Metallica, really. So incidentally, I saw them at the same show once. Nice. But yeah, Linkin Park probably is absolutely up there, so I look forward to that for sure. Mike, what are you doing anything on Twitter these days? What do you got out there?
No, I don't have Twitter. I just have Facebook, Instagram, and that's about it.
Instagram, that's a good one.
I mean, I mean, I haven't really done much with my social media accounts so lately. It's been
That's fine. What's You could give out your Instagram if you wanted. If you wanted people to know it. You don't have
at
to.
At Mike Kulas.
All right. Well, pretty easy to find. All right.
Right.
Right on. Yeah. So you can find me out there, my dumb name, at Shave Mad Ox. And Folding at Home is a thing, like I mentioned before. The team number, if you feel like joining that, which I would love it if you would, we're doing pretty awesome. The team number is 245171. Check that out whenever you get a chance. Help everyone out. Look at the caution on there about straining your PC and all that fun stuff. But we'd love it if you joined. It'd be great. Thank you, Tyler. Thank you, Mike. It's been great. Thanks so much. Thanks, everyone, for listening. And until next time, tech her easy.